Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and it's episode 300 of the Story Hacker podcast. Blimey, what a big round number that seems. But actually, it's got some significance other than its bigness and its roundness, because as some of you will remember, I did 30 of these things. I recorded 30 of these things before I ever shared any information about it at all, before I ever gave anyone a link or mentioned it on any of the social media networks or anything like that. And that was really because I wanted to start to build this kind of muscle. And here we are on episode 300. And that means, I guess, that 90% of the stuff that I've done, I've now literally been doing out loud. Which is interesting, really, because I think there was a point near the start where I thought, am I going to find something interesting and useful to say, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes every day? And now I'm not allowed to be the judge of that, right, am I? You guys can be the judge of that. But the interesting thing is, whether or not it's been interesting for you and useful for you, it's been hugely, hugely valuable to me to have this opportunity to talk to people like this, because it means that every day I've had this chance to focus and pay attention to something and design a message, if you like. And you know, I say design, I mean, you guys know that I don't write anything down for this podcast, and here we are at this momentous 300 number, and I still haven't written anything down. But that's okay, because one of the things that I've been using this for is this constant refinement of the message, refinement of the kind of the insights about helping people tell better stories. People who tell better stories get better lives. This I believe it in my bones. And while the storiesmeanbusiness.com, the consultancy, is me helping business owners and leaders tell better stories about their, you know, whatever it's their business, their beliefs, you know, whatever it might be, their products, their services, this Story Hacker is for everyone. It's for you if you're listening. And I've got some announcements to make, actually. So a couple of weeks ago on this podcast, I said that I was going to spend the next 12 months creating this online resource about business storytelling, and really, really diving into the kind of the value of it. And I'm really influenced, if you remember, by Practical Typography, Butterick's Practical Typography, which is a great online resource. And one of the issues about doing the podcast is that, because it's just been, mostly it's been whatever I happen to be grappling with, you know, that day or that week. What we've got hidden in these 300 audio clips of between, you know, 5 minutes long, most of them are around 8 or 9 probably, but then up to maybe 15 minutes. I've got all these audio clips, and actually all of the information, whether it's the strategy, the storytelling, the structure, copywriting, all of that kind of stuff, is kind of opaque. It's hard to find. Unless you happen to want to go through all 300 episodes, you are very welcome to. Some people seem to do that on occasion. So what I'm going to be doing with the podcast from now on is without losing its rough and ready charm, friends, I'm going to try and be a bit more formal about what I'm teaching and where it fits into this overall story hacking kind of idea, these business stories. You know, the tagline for this podcast is "Your story means business." So having spent 300 days, you know, working out, so to speak, getting these muscles sorted to whatever degree that may be, I'm now gonna focus a little bit more on structure, on delivery, on filling out what this book is going to be. Because if you imagine how I'm going to make it work, you know, one of the things about podcasts, as I say, is that they are kind of procedural. You know, you start at one and you go through, and it's trickier to jump around. But of course, on the website, this book that I'm making will be a web series of web pages, effectively, which will allow me to reference the right podcast for that particular piece. And I'm really excited about how I can use these two formats to interact with each other, because yes, there'll be copy online and maybe examples online, but you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, that this is such a lovely personal medium. And I'm definitely not going to stop sharing the things that are going on in my life, or the things that are bugging me, or the things that are exciting me, or whatever it might be. But I am going to be using this opportunity to enhance the stuff that's going to be going on to this Story Hacker, this book, this online book, which I've now got about 11 months to do, and it's very much on my mind. So as a precursor, as a start to this, what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to take you through the journey, the monomyth. I've talked before on this podcast about Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, and The Hero's Journey, which is the kind of prototypical story that we find, or he found, across all different kind of cultures. And it's a story with deep roots in our kind of psyche and our psychological kind of health. And I'm going to use this as a way of not only reminding myself about that book, which I think I checked out of the library when I was about 17 or something, but also to start this process, start this scaffolding process of this book, this resource that I'm building, which I'm really, really excited about. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be going through the stages of the hero's journey, and they will be relevant to you, to your story, to your business. Because if we understand the basic grammar of story, the basic structure of story, we can make our content so much more powerful, so much more effective than the kind of usual boring stuff that businesses put out into the world. Yeah, and we're not talking about heroes fighting dragons or something. We're talking about your positioning, your business's positioning as, you know, the kind of the Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Gandalfs, the people who help the heroes, who are, of course, your clients. And you'll be helping these heroes through the stages of this story, which is the way they can interact with your business. And it's the way that you can use this kind of tidal force that we have. You know, humans are wired for story. And what Campbell did in his book, which was published in 1949, amazing book, was show how myths and legends hide the kind of truths that we all grapple with as people. And, you know, it's no surprise, actually, I've been rereading this book, and it's no surprise now that so many of the clients I've worked with on their stories, they come out of that process kind of lighter. They come out of it owning something about their past that maybe they hadn't really, I don't know, either let go of or owned it or whatever before. And when you look at what Campbell did, how he talked about mythology and stories in relation to the human condition, the kind of rites of passage that all of us have to go through. I don't care. I mean, I'm 50. I don't care how old you are, though. You all have been through some of these things. And if you haven't, it might help you understand why things aren't going as well as they should be. Anyway, it's a fascinating journey. Tomorrow, I'm going to do a brief kind of introduction to the whole thing, and then we'll take it one step at a time. They'll only be short podcasts, but I think they're really going to be interesting. They're going to be exciting for me to do, exciting, I hope, for you to hear. And we'll start to form part of this scaffold for this new era of the Story Hacker podcast. So again, thanks for listening. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. Search for Nick Warren Story Hacker and hit subscribe, because your story means business.